SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration hopes to meet soon with top Israeli officials about potential military operations in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For several weeks now, the White House has urged Israel to call off a promised ground invasion of the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah.
We don't support a major ground operation. We want to have the opportunity to talk to our Israeli counterparts about some viable alternatives.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. and Israel are working to reschedule talks after Prime Minister Netanyahu canceled a recent planned visit in protest of the U.S. vote on a U.N. ceasefire resolution. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been a sharp increase in cases of tuberculosis in the United States.
The Centers for Disease Control says there were some 9,600 cases of tuberculosis last year, a 16% increase over the year before, and the highest level in a decade. Experts say there's also been a global surge in cases with increases in migration and post-pandemic international travel. But other factors are being studied. They could include COVID and other infections that weaken the immune system and allow latent tuberculosis infections to emerge. TB is caused by bacteria that usually attack the lungs and is spread through the air when an infectious person coughs or sneezes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump has attended the wake of a New York City police officer gunned down in the line of duty. The former president and presumptive Republican presidential nominee called for law and order Thursday at the Visitation on Long Island for Officer Jonathan Diller, who was fatally shot during a traffic stop days earlier. On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points, the Nasdaq down 20, the S&P up 5. This is SRN News. Our special Holy Week series continues today as we focus on a disturbing trend among young people in our country. Biblical scholar Dr. Jeremiah Johnston says, despite some skepticism by a number of Americans, the truth about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is solidly documented in the Bible.
We have a growing number of individuals who believe that the resurrection of Jesus is a non-essential belief. 33% of Gen Z right now in the United States thinks that it's optional to believe that Jesus physically, bodily rose from the grave. What does the Bible tell us? In an incredible passage, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8. Jesus died for our sins, but it doesn't stop there. He rose again. That is the gospel. We're not to add to it. We're not to take away from it. We've got to get the gospel right.
Dr. Johnston says millions of people will get it right on Easter Sunday. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. economy grew at a 3.4% annual pace in the last quarter. The government had previously estimated the rate at 3.2%. Some tough news today for automakers. Ford is reportedly planning very heavy cuts in a number of hourly workers at a plant in Dearborn, Michigan. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison, that for his part in the cryptocurrency fraud. Home Depot is buying SRS Distribution, the deal valued at just over $18 billion. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 47 points, S&P gained 5, the Nasdaq dropped 20. Tomorrow, no trading, Wall Street closed for Good Friday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.